It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It's a Thursday, October the 6th. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're here every Monday through Friday. And a couple things to tell you about that are going on around our community. Well, let's see. We locked the door now. Friday, there's a blood drive at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce from 10 to 2. Call Vitalant if you want to donate blood, 877-258-4825. There's also an Oktoberfest in Kingman at Metcalf Park from 2 to 10. And then our Ghostlight Theater here in Bullhead City has presentations at the Sunlink Center, 7 p.m. Friday, and again 2 and 7 on Saturday. Yeah. And you have to go to rcctpbooktick.com, tick, T-I-X, for tickets. You can probably also buy them at the door. All right, a couple sports things. Well, today we have the Broncos and the Colts at 4:30. So if you want to hear that game, go to KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, whichever one you get best in your car or your home. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall where you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then, you know, when you're sitting in there eating, Eric, the chef, is going to come out and shake your hand, meet you. He also owns a joint, so he's going to say, how was your meal? Well, he's not just the chef. He does own it. And, you know, they play around in the kitchen, make some new things once in a while. And you can read all about their specials and their whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com. You got to spell it right, KITCHIN.com. Mountain View Homes. Is it time for you to add on or maybe remodel your kitchen or bathroom or part of your home or move a wall? Well, think about Mountain View Homes. He's been doing this for 33 years along the Colorado River. He can build you a quaint little three-bedroom or a multi-million dollar home. Yes, he does that. Call Glenn. It costs you nothing to sit down and talk with him. He's got models. He's got books with plans and plans. And pick what you want and let him do his magic. Call him at 768-7253. Our Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch. You know, downstairs we got three great restaurants, plus the ice cream store over in the corner. And then upstairs we got a thrift shop to a Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, sunglasses to Rue 21. Plus, five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, they're growing in their service area. Yes, is TWN in your area? Well, you got to find out. You go register at TWNcom.com/Mojave, and then they're going to send you emails and let you know when they're coming to your area. You can also call 888-227, I get that number right, 2095. And they will sign you up over the phone. You can also go to their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn. All right, now into the studio. Of course, today we've added an extra individual to the mix here. I don't have the name down. Chad, who'd you bring?
Ariana.
Ariana.
From the Hassle team up in... she's going to be giving us the statistics for Kingman. We have felt that the Kingman folks don't get the statistics on either the Havasu show or the or this show. So this being closer to Kingman, we wanted to bring in Miss Ariana from Ariana from the Hassle team. with Keller Williams. So she's going to bring us the Kingman statistics, and I think that people up in Kingman are going to be very pleased to hear all these things.
Okay. So, and of course, we have Terry Sponder.
Hello.
And both the ladies were here on time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know if you know this, but gosh darn it, there's construction going on out there on River Road. And they have a stop thing, you know, where they only let you through. The whole road's ripped up.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't know what you got going on with this light here on Casino coming off of the River Road.
I don't go that way. I come the back way.
Oh, gosh.
Can we get Chad some coffee?
That light that light takes forever.
I kept thinking you were going to be calling in, you know.
No, I was on my way. Sorry, I'm a couple of minutes late.
Oh, that's all right.
And gals.
Okay. So let's start off with the Kingman stats today.
Kingman stats, where are we going to start? I am new to this, so I've got my handy-dandy notebook here, and it tells me all my good stuff. We were able to look at everything. What is it that you would like to know?
Everything.
Everything. Well, Kingman's lovely, beautiful. If you really want to hear about it, I can talk about...
A couple trees up there.
There's a few. There's more than here, so... it is God's country. That is what I've had quite a few people tell me this one. So
that's what Ryan Fruworth calls it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He was the Parks and Recreation Director, and then he went to work for the county. He now runs our county fairgrounds. But he used to come in here and do the show, and he would talk about all the trails around Kingman. You know, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And
I used to be real fluffy. I used to be 236 pounds, and all those trails actually shed all that off. I got a bum hip after it. But, yes, that's how I lost all my weight, was actually trail riding or trail running out
now,
there.
Now that we talked about the trails, how about stats?
Stats. Okay, let's talk
about happening with homes and properties?
This is the real estate
power
hour.
Sorry. We're here. So right now we've got...
And they have a great pool.
Hey, they've got two. I used to actually work there. So. Let's go. Okay, so we're going to go off of what has been sold within this last month of September. Single-family homes, we had 98 homes manufactured and 30. How they're selling is usually about 44% is financed, conventional at 32, FHA at 15, VA at... 17, and then we've got those cash ones coming in, a lot of them coming in from California. There was 84 homes sold.
For cash? Wow.
Yeah.
How depressing, huh, Chad?
I don't like that stuff.
He doesn't like that at all. But he's been moving mountains for, I've got quite a few clients out there right now that are actually going through Mojave Mortgage, they absolutely love the camaraderie. They love the communication.
Good.
It's been wonderful.
Good. Oh,
well, that's an awfully nice comment.
Hey, I like you, but hey, Jamie's the top dog. That's who I've been going through.
Yeah, after she talks about 84 homes for cash.
Hey, that's going to stop, though. That's going to stop. We're going to have to go back to this financing.
Oh, I don't know. I don't see anybody in California not deciding Arizona's a great place to live.
Arizona is a great place
to
live.
And, you know, our friend Meddy, he's building them out there in Fort Mojave or Mojave Valley every day. He's got 15 or 20 under construction that are all Californians coming out here with $600,000-$700,000 for their house and saying, build me something for $400,000 so I can put $300,000 in my pocket and live happily ever after.
Isn't that the truth?
And, you know, for $400,000 you get a nice RV garage, you get, you know, a pretty good sized home. So I don't see that stopping myself.
So what's the average sales price in Kingman?
Average sales price is $221,800.
And that is the that encumbers the manufactured homes as well? So you put everything in there?
That does.
Wow. So $221,000. So versus the median price in Havasu now is what, $5,000-something? So pretty crazy.
$550,000.
Is that where it's at right now?
Yeah.
So it's pretty telling.
Terry did some snooping. She told me yesterday, I listened to the show in Havasu when Bobby Lewis was on and wrote everything down.
Good. You know, Bobby's a smart guy, very smart guy, and he looks at this a lot like you guys do.
I heard him say his office people help him.
Well, you know, nobody becomes great without help from others.
That's right. It's who you know, surround yourself with.
That there's no truer statement than that.
Yep. Okay, so Terry, you got some numbers for Bullhead?
I do. Our average sell price in Bullhead, manufactured and single family, is $306,000.
Wow.
Just single family, $356,000. So we're a couple hundred thousand lower yet than Havasu. Units sold, 160, so that's up 13.5% from August.
And that's both mobile homes and?
That's all residential.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chad, our cash was 45%.
That's crazy. It, last month, if I remember, it was about 33.
45%.
So the swing into the cash has been very, very interesting to watch for me, and that's why I always want to know that number. And it's not because I want to know how much of the market that Mojave Mortgage cannot capture, but I want to know what's happening. And it has a direct correlation with what interest rates are, I think. And I'll talk
very
a little bit more
so.
About
right.
that when we get to my segment. So
because people we've worked with recently, the snowbirds, say, in the last couple of years, I used to say snowbirds always pay cash.
Right.
But because they could get such a low interest rate, we'll keep our cash wherever it is mm-hmm. and take and finance.
Right.
But now if they're going to be paying 6%, we'll just go ahead and use the cash.
Right. So in Kingman, the cash was 44%, you said?
Yeah. No. Finance was 44%. The rest was
So 56% cash. In
mm-hmm.
Kingman.
Wow.
So, unfortunately, we don't have the statistics from Kingman that we could go back and get because, Ariana's new on the show. But that's very telling, very interesting to know what's going on in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I just thought this was interesting. Yesterday at 4 o'clock, just looked at our hot sheet, just what happened on our MLS yesterday. At 4 o'clock yesterday, we had 10 new listings, 23 price reductions, 4 canceled, 5 back on the market, and only 3 pended.
Wow.
Wow.
That's for the week or the day?
That was just for the day. Yes.
For the day.
Yeah.
What was the average price reduction? Do you have that
stat? You just ask for that today. So I pulled stats, and let's do that after a break or something, because I got a chart. I didn't switch it to... I was in a hurry, Chad. You send this to us when we're...
I know.
I was
loading water for the first responder thing.
I was like, how smart do I respond to this text right now? It is. We're driving on our way there right now, Chad. What are you doing?
But I have pretty little pictures that you can't see on the radio that show that,
I need to know
reduction.
Stuff.
All right, we're going to take a break. Let the ladies get their numbers together and Chad get his interest rate together. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. They'll answer your questions right here if you've got one.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great Service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
There is one company that services all your insurance needs. Bullhead City Insurance Center insures auto, home, commercial, recreational vehicles, and even more. Bullhead City Insurance has many companies at their fingertips. This allows them to compare coverage, deductibles, and rates to locate you, the customer, the perfect coverage. Let Bullhead City Insurance work for you. Licensed in Arizona, California, and Nevada. 928-768-4211.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Kind of starts off slow, you know. Hey, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, it's Operation Cool Shade time, and you have today and tomorrow to order your trees. Stop by the offices of MEC on Hancock Road. You know where they're at. And you can also call and place your order over the phone. Right. 763-1100. But the shade trees come in. They got some different trees this year. So you need to almost go in there so you can see pictures of them and know what kind of shade they're going to give you and save on your power bill next summer. Do that now. You buy the tree at a reduced rate. And then you'll pick them up sometime in November. They truck them all in and take them to Anderson Fieldhouse. They have a nice little course you drive through. You don't have to get out of your vehicle. It's very cool. So call MEC, 763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's burger, fries, and pie time. Yeah, you have five different burgers to choose from. You add cheese, you add bacon, then fries come with it, and you pick your slice of pie. Yes. You want apple, you want banana cream, fish, you know, French silk, oh, yeah, lemon meringue. Get all that at Perkins. So if you like burgers, head to Perkins now, plus over 100 Coca-Cola products. Who knew Coca-Cola had 100 products? It's a perfect end to summer. And don't forget tomorrow, Fish Friday, all you can eat at Perkins. Walker Service Electric, the Walker electricians have the experience, training, certifications, for all issues of electrical at your home or your business. They do it all. New construction, they're building Fire Station 2, they're building Jimmy John's. They know what they're doing. People all over Mojave County use Walker Service Electric, Kingman, Bullhead, and Havasu. They got trucks in all three communities. If you need one, call 928-718-9444. All right, back in the studio, and we're talking Real Estate Power Hour 2.0. And where are we at?
Okay, over the break we were talking about basically what uncover price reductions, because I look at it as the original list price to the sale price.
Okay.
So for a long time through May, we had it at 100%. Houses were selling at or above list price.
Right.
So then in July, we were at 97.6. And in August, 97.5, and we are now down to 96.8. That's Bullhead, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley.
Because in the beginning of the year, it was a seller's market.
Very much.
You know, they could ask for 350, and by the time they were done, they got 360, 375. Because you had several agents wanting that house, and you had several people wanting that house, and they'd say, well, I'll give him more. Now, it's not that.
Right. Now, we've lost 3 to 4%
had to lower their price.
The price has lowered.
So they asked for 350 and got 340.
Right. So you've lost 3%, give or take, in your market value. But when you look at the statistics of the market, so you're up 16.5%. So it seems as though the market in Bullhead is stabilizing, right? So whereas in Havasu, we had a price we lost. from the show last month, and I know everybody that's listening, they listened to the Power Hour when we do it in Havasu.
And they wrote down all the information.
Yeah,
you did,
right.
But they did.
So we were down, I believe it was 8%, but our market has really stagnated because our sales are way down in Havasu. So
you're down further than we are. We sold 160 houses last month. And you guys, I'm thinking, sold like 70 or 80.
Yeah, we were.
Kingman did 161.
Yeah, see, yeah. So Kingman and Bullhead, the market is really ahead of. When I look at these statistics,
it's
stabilizing much more rapidly than Havasu. And I talk a lot about the mentality and the reality, right? The mentality of the buyers and the sellers is now really catching up with the reality of what's going on in the market. And that's good for Kingman and Bullhead. I watch this stuff a lot. And I call on Terry and I call on Ariana and I call on Bobby, because I want to know these statistics about what's going on in the marketplace to where, Havasu is still, it hasn't caught up with you guys, it seems like. So who knows? The market could shift next month, and it's crazy. I think
I mentioned on here more than once that John Moss, a friend of mine, was on Paul's show, and he's a principal in Havasu, and he was talking, they live in Mojave Valley. And Paul said, well, why don't you move to Havasu? You work here. And he goes, well, because for me to get a comfortable home from what I live in Havasu would be $200,000 more.
Right.
And so I think that's probably why you're still pie in the sky and not down to reality.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. A problem that we've had that's been inherent in Havasu is that a lot of large corporations and large investors came in and bought homes and are using them as Airbnbs. That obviously happens in Kingman and happens in Bullhead as well. But, you know, Havasu has been a big mecca for that. And that's really helped drive the prices up to where it's become unaffordable for, you know, our workers to even live
right
there. So
it's where your market is coming to our market more because they can't afford Havasu.
Correct.
So
right,
we have a lot of Havasu realtors coming in
to
Bullhead, Fort Mojave, because that's where their clients
right
can afford to buy.
Yeah, and then they trickle down to Kingman and Golden Valley,
correct,
and it's to the point. I mean,
and it's
it's great, but and at the same point, I'm born and raised practically in Kingman, and I mean, the Kingmanites are out Kingmanited. Like they can't go anywhere anymore.
No one can out Kingmanite you.
Oh, hey.
But I think that you're going to see, and I'm not sure, but I think that my gut feeling is telling me that Havasu is going to catch up with that. You know, statistically speaking, as far as percentages, I think Havasu will always have the higher priced homes, but I think that's just because way more vacationers go there.
Well, Bobby said in August, Havasu sold 10 homes over 900,000.
Correct.
Bullhead, Fort Mojave Valley, only sold one over 900,000, and that was a $1.2 million riverfront home.
On the river.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess our markets are just
they're very different. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
What about in Kingman? Do you know if there was any million-dollar sales in Kingman?
That I don't know. I did not look that one up. That wasn't on my spreadsheet to look at. You guys didn't give me a crash course.
But we'll do it for next
month. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I will have it for next
the
month.
Next Power Hour.
Yeah, we'll see what
coming
was
up,
up
next.
In, we'll see what was up in Lazy YU. That's usually the...
I'm pretty sure he texted you about 10 minutes to 10.
Yeah, he was super.
I
went and got my breakfast, and all I get is, oh, I need this, this, and this. I'm like, well,
I don't need anything. But the statistics that you just looked up, your average list of sales price in August, from what I'm seeing, is what?
So back to June. So June is actually 100%. We've got July at 98.3. August was 98.1. And September came down to 95.7.
So that's,
it's pretty close to what the Bullhead.
That's telling. Yeah, it's really telling.
We're coming down.
Yeah. So, those statistics are very telling for us. The statistic that I don't like, of course, for the normal course of business for Mojave Mortgage would be the cash.
Right.
You know, we're looking at 50% cash. That's astounding.
Wow.
That's amazing. Whereas a year and a half ago, before we started building back better, of course, we were at 26% in the marketplace. So it's not quite doubled, but it's almost doubled to get to the cash transactions.
So if you picked up the phone and called a real estate or a mortgage guy in Tempe or Glendale, what would theirs be, you think?
You know, I don't know. That's a really good question. I would love to have that statistic.
Okay, why don't you write that down?
I will.
Bring that next week.
I will.
Next month when you come.
I will.
What statistic do you want?
In the valley, if we're looking at
cash
versus financing in the valley, that would be very interesting to know as well, because I do think that the folks that are moving into the valley, they're probably going to be – I would say a lower statistic.
And I think you're going to find, like in Glendale versus Tempe versus Mesa versus Phoenix, they're all going to be different, like Havasu and Bullhead.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting to know that. Because I do know that in we do business in the Valley, but our primary focus is in Mojave County.
Right.
So we're doing Kingman, Bullhead, Golden Valley, Fort Mojave, Lake Havasu. That's where our primary focus is. I mean, we're very much a regional company, but I don't pull those statistics for the Valley at all.
Okay, just make sure you bring them next month. I
will. Yes, yes, teacher.
All right, let's take a break. If you have questions, grab your phone. Call in. Be a part of the program. 702-298-1063. You can ask either one of the three guests a question, you know. You can also text me, 928-201-3313. I get a lot of those type of questions that come over the phone. Do want to remind you, Paula Voice coming up next with Sound Advice, and Brian Springberg will be in here, and I might have to call in and ask how do they figure in the government world by raising the interest rate it'll slow down inflation. I don't understand that. I don't know if anybody else does. You know, we're going to make you pay more for your property, and it's going to slow down inflation. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of 5 custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Over 450 local businesses in Mojave Electric service territory can now subscribe to TWN's fast, reliable fiber internet with unlimited data and digital phone services. Whether you need a 50 meg small business connection or 100 gigs of transport connectivity to multiple locations, TWN has a solution for you. To find out if your business is fiber ready, call 866-215-5333, option 2.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit mojavemortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, commercial or home. If you want a home system, call Barron's. You need one for your business? Call Barron's. How about experts in swimming pools? It may take you a while to get it, but they can do it in your home or commercial. And experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and they use products that are safe for your children and your pets. They take care of my house and it doesn't hurt my pets. I love it. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron's, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, yeah, they want you. Would you like to enter the world of health care? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center can help you become a certified nursing assistant. They'll do you all the training on location. You'll get, you know, on location training, and then you get the certification through MCC. That's their partnership they have. All this while you're being paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services or somebody who might want to be a CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, are you hungry? Well, the bar at Laughlin Ranch and Grill, it looks over the golf course. It's so cool. And they satisfy all your cravings. They got steaks, pastas, burgers, salads, sandwiches. Yeah, ribs. Oh, yeah, you can have it all at Laughlin Ranch. Plus happy hour specials, famous brunch specials on the weekend. Yeah. Dine in or carry out. The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. See their entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, back in the studio here. We got about 20 minutes left here with this group. And let's talk about interest rates, Chad.
Let's.
Yeah. I think we're at like 7% now, or?
We did see interest rates go up over 7%.
Wow.
But we did have some corrections in the bonds. The bond traders have been very, for lack of better terms, kind of knee-jerky, if you will. It's been very erratic as to what's going on. Yesterday we were seeing, when we were pricing out loans and locking loans, we were seeing interest rates right at about the 6.875 range. So we're back below the 7%.
That's good.
And I've said this over and over and over, and I hate to, you know, kick a dead horse, but historically that's still very low. Even though we were very, very spoiled with interest rates down in the threes,
right,
for quite some time, historically, the sixes and the six and a halves, and they're still historically low. When I was looking at VA financing yesterday, I did have a veteran in my office, and we were sitting chatting and kind of running scenarios. We were seeing interest rates down in the 6.3% range,
okay,
give or take. FHA are up in the, depending upon the scenario, of course, with credit score and such, we're seeing those in the mid sixes. But
so if somebody came into you and wanted to buy a $300,000 home, and both husband and wife are in the 800s, both of them are making over 100 grand a year, what kind of interest rate are they going to get?
Well, if they're typically, if you, let's just use a scenario where you're putting 20% down. If
okay,
you're using a 20% down scenario, you're going to see interest rates in that 6.8, 6.75% rate today. Well, unfortunately, the bonds kind of overreacted again today, and we've lost market. I unfortunately did not have time to price out loans. I've been on the phone with underwriters since about 5:30 this morning.
Cool.
So we have some files that just need a little bit of extra attention, and I typically don't get called in until it's, you know, okay, we need the big guns in.
Oh, okay.
And I typically try to stay out of the back end of the process and focus on, you know, helping our customers, you know, get their loans done and helping my loan officers structure loans and put loans together. But I've been called in probably for the last several days because the market is in kind of a panic, right? Everybody's like, I need to get this closed. I need to do this, you know, and locks are expiring and things. And
well, I think Monday went down, then it went back up.
Correct.
And it's, you know, yeah, teeter-totter.
Yeah, it's been – the market is swinging anywhere between that 6.8, 6.7 to 7.3. That's kind of where we're seeing the market right now, which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but that's a pretty erratic swing, mm-hmm, when it comes to mortgage interest rates. And it's happening so rapidly, but it's happening so frequently as well. So us, as the originators, we're getting quite used to it, but the consumers themselves have not – they're not expecting us to say,
right,
one day when we say, yeah, the interest rate's 6.875, and then they call back 3 days later, sorry, the interest rate's 7.125.
Right.
And you don't see the erratic swings like you've seen in the last, I don't know, 3 months, 2 months.
Do you get a lot of new-time buyers, first-time buyers that have no history of interest rates? They're just, hey, I'm here to buy a home.
Sure. We do a lot of first-time buyers. We used to have a down payment assistance program. Everybody did. Well, if you were signed up with certain lenders, a down payment assistance program. But unfortunately, because the interest rates are so high right now, the down payment assistance programs, you can't even do them.
Nobody can afford two payments.
Right. Well, typically on the down payment assistance, you'll have a silent second. You won't have a payment on that. And typically it'll most of them will be forgiven after you live in the house as your primary residence for so many years.
Okay.
So it's like a grant, if you will. But there is still an interest rate that is tied to that. And they even though it's a silent second, you just, because you're doing a what's called a combined loan to value, they don't just give you the money and say, hey, here it is. It actually goes in. So if they give you 5% and you have 5% on a down payment assistance program, your total combined loan to value is still going to be 100% because
right.
that 5% doesn't disappear. So that makes the interest rate so high on the first mortgage
yeah.
because the risk is so much higher that you don't meet high cost laws and high cost rules. And when you're doing a first-time home buyer and you have to explain to them, okay, I can do down payment assistance, but you have to come in with 4 points to buy the interest rate down in order for us to pass high cost.
Right.
If you do the math, on a $300,000 loan, that's $12,000. And first-time home buyers, if they're using down payment assistance, they don't have that sort of money.
Right.
So not to say that in a bad way. It's just that
right.
the program is just it's just not available right now.
Do you get a lot of people that don't have 20%? They're walking in with 15,
oh, sure.
14 or 13?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And that's going to affect their interest rate.
It does. You do have pricing hits on the interest rate. And then, of course, if you put less than 20% down, then you're going to have mortgage insurance. So mortgage insurance, if you're on the conventional side, is very heavily weighted on credit score.
Oh.
So going back to that 800 credit score, mm-hmm. their mortgage insurance payment will be a lot lower than somebody that has, say, a 680 credit score.
Right.
And so on and so forth. So we have a lot of people that come in with 10, 15% down, and that's very doable loans, even 5% down. You know, first-time home buyers can buy homes with as little as 3% down. So if you got rockstar credit, you know, and you have a great job and you've been there, you know, for many years, you can buy a home with 3% down.
Wow.
So, and if you have reasonable credit, or say maybe you've had some blemishes or whatever, you know, a lot of things is people go, I don't think I'm going to qualify because of my credit. You'd be surprised what we can do. I mean,
right.
we can do FHA and VA lending down to a 580 credit score with reasonable terms.
Right.
So, and VA financing, of course, 100%. So, and well-deserved. I think anybody out there that's
yes.
a veteran deserves to have a home.
110%.
You know? And we do a lot of VA financing. It goes without saying, first responders to me, you know, are very near and dear to my heart. I try to do whatever I can to help them. So when I get an opportunity to speak to a veteran, I take that upon myself to make sure that, you know, they get my utmost attention and respect.
Good.
So.
Good.
I love that. I've taught my kids that too.
It's the only way to be. It's the only way to be. First responders, you know, our fire and our sheriffs, you know, I definitely am all for, you know, funding the police. I don't want to see any of that change. You know, I don't get too political, but, you know, that I have a huge respect for those folks.
We had our chief of police in here Monday with his public information officer, and they're talking about the month of October. Last night was National Night Out in Bullhead and over here in Laughlin. And then they've got a fire prevention fair coming up. They got to walk away from drugs, one in Havasu also. And it's just a busy time for the first responders in the community, not counting their 8 hours on patrol or whatever, their full-time job.
Right.
So they're busy.
Yeah. And it's, you know, they got a lot of fundraising stuff coming up. And,
well,
yeah.
and a lot of that is building relationships with the public.
Sure.
Like you just said you're teaching your kids that. You know,
we've actually had a few kids over recently. And, you know, I'm all about giving everybody the spotlight of what they do. And police officers are police officers
right.
in my home. They're not cops. I, when you're growing up, oh, there's a cop behind you. Slow down. You're not doing anything wrong. It's a police officer doing his job.
That's right.
Say hello, police officer. Not
yeah.
like, oh, there's a cop there. No, that is a police officer. They're doing their job.
And I, like I said, you know, you go to the soccer fields on the weekends, and you will often see a uniformed police officer out there coaching
yeah.
or supporting their child because they checked in on the radio and said, I'll be out at the soccer field for 20 minutes, and they're out there, and they're yelling and screaming at their kids to go, 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 go. They're just like the rest of us, yelling and screaming at our kids to go, go, go on the soccer field.
Same thing with the fire department. I coach soccer, and I've got a kid on my team that the father's a fire department. He works for the fire department, and
right.
they had just returned from a call, and they were going by the soccer field, and there they go. They stop with
yeah.
the truck, and all of them come out, and we're just at practice. We weren't
right.
even at a game, and they're all supporting all these kids. It's just wonderful
yeah.
to see our community come together.
Yeah, well, and fire and police are just like the rest of us. They go to Walmart. They go, you know,
mm-hmm.
they shop. They vacation. They, you know, coach their kids' sports. They go to church. They're just like everybody else.
Sure.
Know? So, all right. Where are we at now?
I have a question for Chad because I heard on one of the commercials, USDA loans. We haven't seen a USDA loan for a while. So, in the past, years ago, we had them in Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley.
They're all over Kingman.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
They're all over Kingman.
Yeah.
That was Chaz's commercial. I mean, that was Chad's commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, we launched a USDA commercial on KJJJ quite heavily because it is a product that we have opened up. I think statistically, you didn't see that product because the market was so busy with refinance transactions on the conventional side, FHA and VA, you know, your three major loan products, if you will. So when the market becomes less busy, we need to find products to help service our customers. And USDA is a great product. It's 100% down. I'm sorry, 100% financing, zero down product, but it is regional, and it's the only region that
because
we have locally.
It has to be rural. Yes.
It has to be. Well, it has to be considered rural. Mm-hmm. Most of Kingman is USDA. Even if you're buying a single family home that's in downtown.
We just have to figure out. So we were doing it. I was actually going through with one of my clients for a USDA with everybody, and you can look it up on what house is qualified for USDA. And so sometimes the land is USDA. But the house they put on it is not.
Manufactured home.
It has to be 12 months or newer.
Or newer.
And so this house was qualified for USDA, but it was an older manufactured home, so it really didn't qualify for it. So then we had to learn and truck on as we were going. But
right.
There's so much USDA out in Kingman.
It's
wonderful, and that's where a lot of the Kingmanite is being able to stay. We're able to help everybody and keep us all local.
Okay. And we can do so. And it like I had mentioned, it's 100% financing, so there's really no down payment requirements. You're not going to get into it without putting some money into it unless you can get the sellers to give concessions to pay for costs. But we're doing one right now. We're supposed to close, I believe, tomorrow or Monday, and the borrower, I think, came in with $500.
Wow.
Okay. So, and he's going to be, you know, first-time home buyer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be his first home. So, and the reason I know that is because this is one of the files that I've been having to get involved with. There were a couple of small nuances on it. The biggest thing about USDA is that, one, it has to be in that region. It has to be USDA approved. Mm-hmm. But they're very strict on income limits as well, how much income is coming into the house. And if you have a bank statement, because you have to give bank statements to show that you have, say, even if you have to have $500 to close, you have to have that bank statement. And believe it or not, I'm not making this up. The borrower had a very small deposit. I think it was like $20. They want to know exactly where that came from.
Yep.
Really?
Yes, because if there's any additional income, then they want to know, well, do they have a side job? Or do they? Where is this money coming from? Is it consistent? Because then it's considered income. So the biggest thing about if you're looking to do a USDA loan, do not deposit any money into your bank account.
You find that twenty, keep it in your car.
Unless it's your uncle's paycheck.
That's why you have floor mats.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, we know where his money is.
Yeah, and I'm not. And I'm not.
Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah. And I'm not making that up. Right. That is a true story. It literally was like a $20 deposit that we had to source and get information about as to where that came from. So USDA.
And see, here's what's funny is Tuesday I won the jackpot at Kiwanis.
Okay, do not put it in your bank account and apply
it.
That goes
in the floorboard. Yeah.
Already did. $197.
Hey, wow.
So I can see somebody going, where did he get $197?
Right. Yes.
Know? Yeah.
So any deposits, even if it's, believe it or not, if it's 57 cents.
They're going to want to know where
it came from. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's going to deposit 57 cents. But at the end of the day, if it's 57 cents and it's not a transactional thing with your bank, USDA underwriters will want to know where that 57 cents came from.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's
so you have to be prepared. So anybody that's in Kingman that wants to do a USDA loan, don't make any deposits in your bank account other than your paycheck.
Kingman qualifies. How about Golden Valley?
Some of Golden Valley qualifies
as
well.
Golden Shores?
No, I don't think anything down the hill. It's all up the hill.
Part of Golden Valley and Kingman then. Okay.
Yeah,
Desert
it's all
Hills?
Up the hill. No, you mean in Havasu?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing near Havasu.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no USDA financing. It is an exciting program. But I'm sure you guys have listened, too. We're also doing the home equity line of credit now.
Right.
That has been a tremendously popular product. When I opened that product up, I was lucky to find an investor that would do it. When I opened up that product, our phones have been ringing off the hook. So good. Anybody who's taken advantage of the interest rates being down in the 3% range or 2.5 or whatever they have, you know, and they still want to build that garage, we can do it.
Good.
And, you know, you borrow a smaller amount of money and not have to restructure your whole loan.
So the real question is, where did that $20 come from?
I don't know. I don't know.
We picked it up off your floor mat.
Yeah.
We walked away.
Yeah, I don't know.
You found it in the desert.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't know. I had Tracy, my processing manager, took care of that one particular one, but there was another deposit that I had to get involved in and come up with a storyline.
All right.
And I had to, not storyline, but
I was going
to
say,
figure it out.
The great storyteller.
Yeah.
No, I had to come up with a timeline of how that money deposited in there and then give instructions to my processing team on how to solve that problem.
Too funny.
So it was not easy, but the loan is going to go and it looks like it's going to close. So
oh, good.
We're very excited about
so
that.
So the $20 must have been an honest Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. They probably loaded water in my truck for me.
Right. There you go.
What I paid.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back. We'll have about 10 minutes left with this group. And then Sound Advice with Paul Lavoie after the top of the hour. And then Sean Hannity. Tomorrow on the program, we have Jenna Morga from Warm Sea in here talking breast cancer. And then we're going to talk domestic violence.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. But why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Mineata Lawn and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mineata Lawn and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Yeah, are you planning to retire? You got a little bit of money to invest and make more money? Well, call Jack Mafara, 928-888-9828. That's what he does, and he protects your original investment. Sit down with him. It doesn't cost you a dime. He's got offices in Bullhead City and Kingman. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years in Mojave County. So call him up. Make an appointment. Go sit down with him and discuss it. It doesn't cost you a dime. 928-888-9828. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center presents a free lunch for you ladies and Lunch and Learn, Tuesday, October 18th, 11:30 at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Ladies, you're going to learn about hormones and women's health from Dr. Philip Bassa. Reservations are needed. Call today and get your seat. Otherwise, you're going to show up and not be able to get in. Call 928-763-0282. That's a different number, 763-0282. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah, our summer temperatures are starting to drop a little bit, but is your AC and Swamper going to make it through the summer? Boy, you don't want to have to call them when it's broken. So call them now. Everybody in Needles and everybody in Bullhead City calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Take care of your thermostat, your AC, and your swamp cooler. Come back in a couple months and take care of your furnace, your heater, or your heat pumps. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. All right, we got 5 minutes left here with our guests. And so the $20 was a legitimate, honest
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
deposit.
There was nothing that was illegitimate about it in any way, shape, or form. It just was it's one of those things with the USDA. They're going to require you to source every deposit into your bank account.
Isn't that funny?
That's one of the nuances. I mean, every type of loan product has its own nuances that you need to know about, and that's why it's important to speak with somebody that has a lot of experience other than, you know, the big box Rocket Depots that just have call guys that, you know, were cooking fries six months ago.
And prior to doing it, like, you have to know all of the ins and outs of all of it. You need to know, hey, I've got a deal that she was so excited to get this home, and she has all the down payment and everything. Well, they've had it cash. How long does it have to be in your bank account?
No cash, 2 months.
It has to be in your bank for two months. And they're like, we can't buy a house for another 2 months. No, you can't, because you have you can't tell where it came from. It's like, the stork doesn't drop this stuff off anymore.
Right.
You know?
Well, that all stems from the anti-money laundering laws that were in part of the Dodd-Frank package, I believe.
Well, makes sense.
So you can't, you know, because what was going on, and this is on a very large scale, but what was going on is that you had some unscrupulous characters, let's just say drug dealers, that were buying that were buying homes cash, and then they were trying to trace it, because, you know, that's basically money laundering. So where's the cash coming from? Now they want to know. And, you know, the federal government, God bless them, they never overreach in any way, shape, or form. We all know that.
Stay politically correct.
Right.
Just message brought to you by my home mortgage.
So that was part of the anti-money laundering. And we actually, as a mortgage lender, we actually have to have anti-money laundering policy on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in our employment package. So any of our loan officers that work for us, or our processors, anybody who's involved in a loan, they have to understand to be able to recognize money laundering.
Right.
So we kind of help, you know, we're kind of the money laundering police, if you will.
Look at you.
Well, I didn't want to say cops.
That's part of being in your position and be able to have all these different avenues to be able to fund somebody.
Sure. Yeah. We have tons. You know, we have opened up many product lines to try to help consumers purchase homes. That's, you know, that's my job.
And you're financing in Needles now, too.
We do both sides of the river. So California was gracious enough to grant us a license to lend, and we do California deals. And
there's some people in California still worried about that.
And here's just a little note on this that you guys kind of touched on. When we say cash, we mean money out of a bank account or investment.
Right.
Right.
Traceable.
Right.
Cash
yes.
cannot be a briefcase or suitcase of green.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you want it to taste.
$100 bills. We do not want to smell your dollar bills.
We had that happen before.
Yeah.
Somebody from the Midwest who didn't believe in banks, whatever, he had cash in a safe at home.
Yeah.
But
right.
No, to put it in a bank account, it has to be
there
for a while.
Two months.
Can't come over here with your briefcase full of
We're out of time,
dollar
folks.
Bills.
Stick around. Paula Boy's up next.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.